وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بكم. I think we explained this matter a few times before, and we said for those sisters, for those ladies who they have this type of discharge, you just ignore it completely and think that is not exist. You understand? Because, number one, we believe that absolutely some of the females of the companions and their followers, they used to be like our females, which actually it's a common problem, and there is no specific dalil to say it's impure or it's the same as a urine and they're supposed to be to clean it always, etc., etc. This does not exist. Means absolutely this exists among them and they used to ignore it. That's why there is no specific dalil to clarify about it. So just ignore it like how they used to ignore it. This is number one. Number two, according to the reality and to the medical facts, it doesn't include any material from the urinating, which means it's not really impure material. Not just that, even the medical facts, they prove that the place where it come out is not the same place of the urine. So it's totally different. Number three, it's already a hardship for you. This kind of discharge always there. You need always to clean, you need always to take care of your hygiene, etc., etc. So when we ask you and we make it obligate on you to take wudu for every single prayer, as if we are adding your hardship to your hardship, another hardship. And this is not the way of Islam. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها ما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج. This religion will never be heavy and will never burden you with extra weight on your hardship. Never. So take it easy. Just ignore it and imagine that it does not exist. Whenever out of cleanliness and take care of your hygiene and also for this problem to be removed from you, always clean it and be sure that it's the place is clean out of your hygiene and your healthy. And your health only, not because of the prayer or tahara or najasa, nothing like that. Also, I would like to say that these days have many ways to stop it or to decrease it to yourself. You can ask the professional, the specialist regarding this kind of matter, and I'm sure they can help you in it. But regarding your prayer and regarding purification, don't worry, it doesn't have any effect on you. Barakallahu feekum.